accession number 20579, wheel 2.
Dick Berryman, wheel 2.
On reaching the road, before I turned right, I saw this dead body just across the road. And a military policeman stopped me and said, "That's a big un." He was referring to the fact this was a very well-built young man.
What do you remember next?
I carried along the road, and it reminded me very much of the Strand in my own village in Devon. Because there, the road goes along beside the X, and on one side is the river, and on the other side is quite expensive houses, and it's very much like that. But I wasn't allowed to go too far before I saw one of the commando, one recognised the green berries, and straight away he told me where his commando office was, and I drove there, and then they told me where the observation post had been fixed. And it was in the church tower at a place called, as far as I remember, there might be errors and omissions in this, I'm sorry, but as far as I remember, it was Douves la Deliverum. Douves la Deliverum. And Captain Dixon was up the tower observing the fire. And of course the fire was by destroyers and battleships and all that out in the bay over there. I saw him. And he told me that he was by himself. One of the tells had been wounded and taken off on the Frobisher, which was a cruiser, I think. And of the other two, he knew nothing. But later on, it turned out that one of them had been taken prisoner, and the other one had been missing, just missing. So he had no means of communication by his proper means. But in order to get fire going to support the commando, he was given a Royal Marine signaller. It was quite good as well. And, of course, being a Royal Marine, he knew the naval forms of doing things, and he was using the signaller as his link with the battleships. And he was putting fire down. 4.5 inch destroyers it was, but I don't know the name of the vessel at the time.
What were the main problems in doing your job?
Nothing more than the usual, what should I say, not a panic about war, but everything gets mixed up. The fog of war, don't they call it? But when it was clear, you were right.
How successful do you think your observation post work was?
Well, I'll continue that. For my own case, what happened was then we bivouacked down in the... Oh, Dixon told me that a fire plan had been worked out the next day to support an infantry regiment, which I think was the Essex Regiment, and the commander were going in support of them. And this plan, he had to put fire down to prepare the way for them. And he and I sat there and worked out, in theory, what the information should be given. And the information was sent then to the ship involved. Then came the evening, it got dark. We bivouacked down in an orchard. And then it was still daylight when this light plane came over and dropped anti-personnel bombs, small ones, they told me. And Dixon, who was sitting beside me in the trench, I beg your pardon, Captain Dixon, and he was killed straight away. The Royal Marine signaller was still there, and he and I shared the same trench with Captain Dixon, or his body. And then early next morning, I was sent for to go to the commando headquarters. And the colonel told me that a fire plan had to be worked out in support of this attack that was going in. And could I manage it? So I naturally, you say yes. Anyhow, it went in and it was successful. But as regards the being more meticulous, exactly what happened, I can't say anything more about that. Captain Dixon was he was from Liverpool, I think. But wars like that, smack, he went like that, and he was gone. You don't say goodbye, even.
Did it make you apprehensive?
Well, I felt alone, lonely, but because, you know, you do train. We had trained with three sailors and an officer and myself, and we were a group. Whether we liked each other or not, I don't know. I don't think we did. But, and you did things in a group. But I was just there by myself. Anyway, it worked out all right. And, the attack went in, and it was successful.
So you are now the senior rank in the unit?
Well, there was only five of us.
In the group?
In the group, yes. Well, I was the only one there, really, because the naval tells, I say, one of them had taken on a battleship, taken on board, and then two of them, one was taken prisoner, the other was missing. So, as I said, there was just myself, but still, it worked out all right. Of course, I was a bit of a loose number then. I was pushed around from one place to the other. But that was the first part of my invasion plans, and it was D-Day plus one when that happened.
And then?
And then, another officer was appointed to take Dixon's place, but we never went into action as such. But then I was sent on different jobs, doing my job as an OPAC, and the interesting one was at Wistrom, a place called Wistrom, at the mouth of the River Orne. We had an OP in the church tower there. One time I was there by myself with just a Royal Marine corporal. Oh, no, sorry, two sailors from another group had been sent to attach to me. And I was observing the Germans on the far side of the river. And I was anxious to take them on, actually, but when I signaled to the ship, whoever it was, they said, "But we'll send..." I think they said humming bee or something like that. What it meant was they didn't trust me. They were going to send a spotter plane to check on me. I'm glad they did. It might not have been Germans, might not. I might have shelled my own people. Then I was pushed away from one side to the other. The commando took part in attacked on a radar station. A village Lissac, I think it was, and but I had very little part to do, nothing about that at all. And then later on, the time came when I was withdrawn to come back and start preparing for another landing further up the coast at in Holland, but that never materialized either.
About how long had you been in Normandy by the time you were withdrawn, approximately?
I suppose it was the end of the month. No more than 3 weeks or something like that, I shouldn't think.
Did you feel satisfied with what you'd done?
What I'd done, yes, but I didn't have... It's a very small thing compared with the vast scale of operations that were going on.
Where were you withdrawn to in England?
The Isle of Wight. The Gurnard Hotel, the Isle of Wight, and but I didn't go into action again. It seems a very small thing, really, my part in the war. It was a good summer back in England, and I remember playing cricket at the Isle of Wight. I'm sorry.
What was this landing in Holland that was supposed to have taken?
Volkeren, the Royal Marine Commandos did that as well. And the battleship with them was the Warspite, I remember. This was, by that time, They were penned in Normandy, really, and the Americans, as you know, probably remember, were very critical of Montgomery, say, why didn't he get on and get out? And one way that somebody decided that the idea would be to get right behind the Germans, miles up, and they're going to do a landing at Bokrum, but it never took place. But I did see pictures of it later on, and it was like a mud field, a swamp, with Holland low, waterlogged.
So why did you not go to Walcheren?
I don't know. Well, by that time I was back and attached to the commandos, but I still had another party, as my own party was gone. But the luck fell my way that I was I'm not sent again. Now, the Ralph Dye that you've met was not so lucky, but he took part in the wind and he got wounded. Whether it was in Holland or not, I don't know.
So, did you spend the rest of the time up till VE Day in the Isle of Wight?
No, I don't know.
But in England?
It was in England, yes, certainly. Of course, they were training units for the Far East as well. The same group that I just described, the five people that formed the OP party, they were training quite a lot of them, and a friend of mine that went there. But I know he got as far as Suez or something, and then the Japs, they dropped the atom bomb, and he came back. I'm sorry, that's about as much as I can go.
So when were you demobbed? In 45 or 46?
46. I think it must have been that. I can't tell you exactly, I'm sorry, because I went to college in 47, so I must have got out fairly swiftly.
Why did you go to college?
Well, I was going to be a teacher. I could see no future in the film industry. Anyhow, I was a bit disappointed.
Disappointed in what?
Well, in the chances I thought when I'd get there, but in the film industry, I mean, I'd like to have got into production, but I wasn't able to do that. But this chance came along to join the service unit in the, I'm not talking about the army now, in the film studio, so I took it. And my first wife, by the way, I was married in 41. My first wife, her brother was a teacher, and a sister-in-law was a teacher. The atmosphere was full of teachers, and so I decided to go in for teaching. And I took an exam at Sheffield, and I went to college in Lancashire.
Whereabouts?
Warrington. It's now in Cheshire, I believe. It's not Lancashire.
You told me that in 39 you welcomed the Chamberlain declaration of war on Germany.
Yes.
How did you feel about the war by the time you'd finished and been demobbed?
The atmosphere was so completely different over the period, but I was quite pleased, and I didn't clamour for anything other than peace.
Quite pleased with what?
I was quite pleased with the progress and the fact that the Japs had been defeated and the Germans had been defeated, of course. And I thought it was, if there is such a thing as a successful war, it was a successful war fought by the Brits and the Americans.
Did you get injured when you were in Normandy?
No, I was very lucky.
So how do you feel now about having served with the Royal Artillery and the commandos in the war?
I wouldn't have missed it for anything. I was thrilled, really, to be part of the D-Day landing, because it's one of the events that's marked in history, and I played a very small part in it.
Did you have any after effects from the war?
No.
What did your citation say for the military medal?
Do you know, I've never seen it. I've not seen the citation. But the medal, as you know, just says for bravery in the field. But it was so... It seems as if that had nothing to do with me. I don't know why. A bit remote.